the Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We open the entire thing up with Distress Signal by Laserhawk. Been a while since we played that. That's not even like, that's like retro future.
I don't even remember that song.
I love the boom, boom, boom. It's all like just 80s inspired, you know, old stuff. Anyway, this is the show where we drop nerd knowledge. We talk about geek stuff. We talk about technology. We talk about movies. We're going to be talking about a lot of that.
Video games.
Oh, yeah. Video games. It's what we do. It's what we do, Morty.
Basically anything that's nerd.
We have all of our audio. I say we have all of our audio. All the audio that's online is posted online at our website, as well as all of our news reviews, our mini cast, our podcast, our blogs, our vlogs, our everything. What's the website, Bear?
You can go to exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We also have social media presence. We're going to be updating and doing a lot more with our Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community, and
That's all that stuff.
It's at exppoints.com/social. We were talking to the excellent Matt Doyle. He runs Perpetual Chains and pretty much our lives at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I found out. I didn't know that till we talked to him.
He tells us what to do, and we do it because we don't want to make him upset. But no, he's actually, you know what? He's going to help us turn this ship around. We're not a radio show, we're a ship. And we're going to turn.
Is this like the Battlestar Galactica?
We're going the wrong way. We need to turn around. So he's going to, Matt, we're listening. We're taking his advice.
Yes, actually we are.
The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to play two songs. And then, or you know what? We're going to play one song. It's a twofer, though. It's History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. We're going to play that song. We'll come back. We'll talk about what we did last week. We will catch you after the break. And we'll talk about a bunch of stuff later. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I am Red Bear.
That was History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. Awesome. And I'm pretty sure, I think I may have read something about, they had a new song.
You don't read.
Or they, I mean,
that doesn't sound like
it's
you.
Like not in a book. It's not like, oh, what does the newspaper say today? No, I mean, I think I read it online.
God, who gets a newspaper anymore?
They had I think an offshoot of the band. It wasn't actually the Megas. It was pieces from the Megas that made up a separate band or a side project type of thing.
Okay.
I don't know. This is
you
the
read
show.
Something somewhere that said something is what you just said.
Yeah, I think they may have new music coming out.
Okay.
Or they did have new music and it wasn't officially by the Megas. It was by some people that sound like they're in the Megas or whatever. But anyway.
Fan music?
You know what? No. It's people that I feel like I'm being so misunderstood right now.
You are.
People.
I need a diagram. Make me a diagram.
All right. If it's like the lead singer of the Megas sang for a different band
and then they promoted it as a side project. Like Angels and Airwaves to Blink 182.
I think so. Except that's not a very popular linking today, only because they had some fallout or whatever. Anyway, this is a segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, what did you do last week?
I actually do read.
What do you?
And I read the new Harry Potter book.
Oh, yeah?
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, yeah.
It's like a screenplay
it's the script of the play that they wrote.
Do they have stage direction in that?
Yeah, actually. Oh, okay. It's the rehearsal script is what it is.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it's a fun, easy read like all the Harry Potters are. And if you don't like Harry Potter, leave.
It seems, turn the station, listen to classic rock or something.
Something else that's
KSLU
not
HD2's got 24/7 blues music. That's actually true. We can do that.
Is that really true?
Yeah, wow.
That is true. That's what I meant to say. I thought it was really fun. That's a pretty geeky thing to do, read Harry Potter in
2016.
It was fun to watch Harry be a terrible father.
I don't know anything about it yet. So
I mean, that's not a spoiler.
I might have to borrow the book or might have to. You can maybe act it out for me.
Ooh, I can do that.
I've always loved the theater.
I did that. And I had another thing that was really important, but I've already forgotten it.
Well, apparently wasn't that
important. Oh, my goodness.
Did you watch a movie?
It was a movie. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I love how you know me.
Yeah.
I went and saw the new Edward Snowden.
Really?
Yeah.
With Robin from Batman and Robin or whatever.
That's how we identify
with the young
people.
With the younger Bruce Willis from the movie about time travel with Bruce Willis that wasn't 12 Monkeys. Looper.
Right,
Jason Gordon Levitt.
Okay.
Couldn't remember his name, yeah.
Well, how he got around to it very nerdily. I thought it was pretty good. As far as movies go, I wouldn't say it was spectacular or I probably wouldn't watch it again.
It's like what, like an action thriller documentary?
Yeah, sort listen, of. If you take it like if I was in class in history class and they're like, we're watching the Edward Snowden documentary thing, it was much better than like the still panel Civil War things that
right,
I watched.
Right, it's not where the red fern grows, the river runs through it.
Right, right. It's much better than that.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't say it's gonna be the next action thriller spy movie.
So I mean, like, did they do a good job of saying like this was based on true events? This actually happened.
Yes, I feel like they did stick to the facts very well, especially for Hollywood, which I found surprising.
Well, especially considering how big of an impact like the leaker sort of like the whistleblower, you know, how big
right,
of a deal.
In case
it
someone
is.
Out there doesn't know who Edward Snowden is,
oh yeah,
a
this
few
guy.
Years ago, yeah, he's the whistleblower from the
NSA.
The NSA, who basically informed all of America, hey, we're listening to everything you do and say. On a digital platform.
Right, so you're on a phone, cool, you're on the internet, fine.
We
like
can
all
activate
of that,
your webcam, you don't even know it.
Yeah, all of that stuff is like kind of being taken and processed. And through all of these, what was it, WikiLeaks and The Guardian and a bunch of outlets.
They basically met over in
like Hong Kong.
China.
Yeah.
Was it Hong Kong or Beijing? Hong Kong, I think.
I think it was Hong Kong. They met in a hotel with two reporters,
right.
or three reporters, and, you know, gave them all the information. And what's it called? Citizen One. Citizen One was the big documentary that the reporter released. I can't remember her name, but I know she was like detained, and there's a bunch of inky stuff kind of going on around that. So it's interesting that Hollywood was, one, able to produce a movie that was about such a sensitive topic, and two, they didn't destroy the topic compared to the relative facts that we know.
I think they did a very good job of that. And if I remember right, I think someone said that at the end they actually switched to Edward Snowden. I think is maybe the video presence that he has. Or
oh,
something.
Yeah.
I'd have to Google or something, because I remember reading about that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So, like, the actual Edward Snowden, like, made a cameo.
That's kind of nice.
So, that's cool. And he's actually still in Russia right now.
Yeah, him and his girlfriend.
Yeah,
maybe they're married.
She went over there. And
yeah.
So, yeah, they're chilling in Russia.
Well, that's cool. That's you did something.
We're being listened to by the NRA.
The NSA.
The NRA probably...
In Louisiana, yeah.
...knows what I'm about. And I don't think they like it.
I'm registered and, well...
And so, yeah.
Well, very cool.
I mean, those are things I did. Intook media.
I consumed it. I was a consumer.
I was a media consumer.
I was a halfway decent. That's what, like, just American culture, just consuming
just
stuff.
Just consuming
so.
Stuff.
Well, we went political real quick.
We talked about Edward Snowden.
I played a lot of WoW, honestly. I played WoW because right now I'm in the middle of, like, my house getting put back together by the contractor. I bought a car.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
good job.
I bought a car.
Went with the Koreans.
Went with a Hyundai. I like it. It's a car. I mean,
it's got some four wheels, a roof.
It's got four wheels. It's a very comfortable car to drive. Again, this isn't a car show, but the nice thing in it is that it has Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. Which
you showed me. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty neat. I have to like connect it via like an actual cable, like a caveman. But but you know, in order to get like Google Maps, Google Now, all that stuff. But it's not that inconveniencing as much as I thought it would be. I would prefer it to just stream everything over Bluetooth. Maybe there's a firmware update that'll do that. But it's like, it's enough technology in it where I can just do Google Play Music. And
right.
They don't even have a spot for a CD player. Like, I can't even listen to CDs. If I want to listen to something, it's got to be streamed or via aux in or something.
So CD is dead.
Well, in my car it is, but my mom...
I think in general, like, CDs are pretty dead except with old people.
I think so, you know, honestly, regular...
How many students on campus have a CD player with them right now?
Probably just their laptops, honestly. If they buy a laptop that's not a Mac, then
I
they're...
I don't even open a CD drive on my
Ultrabook.
Laptop. I'm assuming it's actually not just like a panel that they just put up there that says
it's
DVD.
It's just nailed in.
Yeah.
It's a nailed on panel. Android Auto is pretty cool. I can't speak for Apple CarPlay. My mom just bought a Volkswagen because all of our cars got lost in the flood.
Right.
And she uses CarPlay in hers because she has an iPhone, I guess, a 6 Plus or whatever. So, you know, even if she didn't have Android Auto or Apple CarPlay, she could still connect it via auxiliary in. That's the weird thing. I did watch the... I upgraded Mac as well. I upgraded to the new Mac OS Sierra. They dropped OS X, and now it's officially...
did that? I didn't know they dropped OS X.
Yeah, yeah.
So is this on 11?
This is 10.12, I think.
10.12?
Yeah, so 10.11 was Capitan, 10.10 was, I think, Maverick.
Okay, but it's still Platform 10.
Yeah, it's still Platform 10. It's OS 10, but they no longer refer to it as OS X. It's called lowercase m Mac OS, so uppercase OS, so Mac OS. all one word. In this case, it's called Mac OS Sierra.
I think over at Apple, they're really bored.
It's just a branding thing. They're trying to invigorate their reinvent and
honestly,
renovate their thing.
Opinion piece. Since Steve died, like, I think they've just been stagnating.
Well, so I Johnny Ive over there, he was their like main designer, like their lead designer. He's the guy that always, he's the famous guy. Who's like, when you think of progress, what do you think of? Do you think of a Mac? Do you think of a dolphin? And it's like this crazy. It's like when you think of the word invigorate, the first thing that comes to your mind.
I can't say that on the radio.
Is invigorate?
No, the first thing that comes to my mind.
Oh, yeah. So he was the pitch guy. That wasn't Steve Jobs. He was the guy that would talk about the technology, and you're like, are you Phil Collins? You look like a skinny Phil Collins, and you sound like Steven, the guy from Steven, from American Idol, the guy, the
Simon?
British guy, Simon. Sorry, that's Steven.
Oh my gosh.
Steven Tyler.
Dude,
I think it's Steven
TV.
Tyler. Simon Cowell from American Idol. So, anyway, I upgraded Mac. I got a new car that has some technology in it, and it's pretty cool. Played a ton of WoW because that's like the only game I really have access to on all of my laptop platforms, whether I'm, because I still haven't, the contractor's still working on my house, repairing the house and everything.
I'm sure that's going to go on for a little bit.
Well, I think they're spraying texture and painting Friday and Saturday. Okay. I think Thursday or the 24th, I will be getting a new refrigerator. It's got ice in the door. So, that's like all I really care about, really, ice and water. But that's my week. I did get something cool that we're going to talk about in the next segment, in our little tech segment that we have.
Did also do one other thing. My phone updated, and it didn't.
What?
It didn't update to an explosion.
Oh, that's good.
Well, yeah. Okay, to start with,
is,
it's not
is this
one
a hairline
of those.
Crack or is this hair?
No,
oh, okay,
it's hair.
Well,
yeah. So in
Bear
case
Watch,
you don't know,
week 8.
Yeah, we
phones.
Have a bet going on because I do not like cases.
Yeah,
I hate them. I also break phones a lot.
Yeah, you've broken phones.
It's a lot.
Is it choking you up?
It is. Oh. Sorry about that. I get emotional.
She's like,
all the lost phones.
I've broken so many phones. Just
so
anxious.
This Nexus 6P that I've had for, a month now?
Yeah, probably longer, like 5 weeks maybe.
Wow, it's getting crazy.
I'll have to cut all the audio together.
For to update to the new OS version.
Wow.
So I'm running Android 7.
And it wasn't a slash version because of a break in your screen.
Oh,
it wasn't a fractured.
Funny.
Yeah.
You think you're funny.
Well, that's good.
It's cool.
That's a new Android.
That's my whole review. Yeah, it's new Android.
It's cool.
They changed up how cards and stuff work a little bit, and added some new animations. And I still run Nova Launcher because.
Did you install Allo yet?
I uninstalled Allo, then I uninstalled Allo, and I'm good with Hangouts.
Okay, so Allo is the new Hangouts.
Well,
Hangouts is going business. Won't be for business.
Actually, Google said that they're not killing Hangouts yet.
Oh no.
Namely, because Allo.
I use Messenger. So
okay, use Messenger.
Like the
Messenger was the first attempt to kill Hangouts. Hangouts.
I use Google Messenger.
But the problem is Hangouts is such an old product and has been developed so much that it has so many features that other products they
make.
What
if we make Google Wave a thing again?
I would love that.
Yeah,
I think
I know
I'm
you
the person that liked Google Wave.
You were like, that'd be so good.
It'd be wonderful. But the biggest thing that Allo was missing for me was instantly it doesn't have a web interface.
Oh.
You have to use the phone. I don't actually use my phone most of the time.
Oh.
I'm on a computer. I like to type with the
I use Mighty Text. I use Mighty Text, okay. And it just everything goes to the phone, so.
And it also doesn't link with your Google account.
Allo doesn't?
Allo does not.
What?
Nope. True facts. So, it's
I don't
missing.
Mean to be speechless, but I'm speechless.
It's missing a lot of functionality, and I don't think they should have pushed it out yet. And they want to kill Hangouts. They should have waited till they had a better developed product.
I think the big
product.
Thing is like they're trying to compete with the new Messages app in iPhones, maybe.
Yeah,
they're
with
like,
the lasers
like,
and
like, you can
stuff.
Draw with your finger. I'm like, can I just swipe and draw with my finger and write words?
I don't
That's
know what people want out of... Like, I do actually...
Why are Messenger apps trying to be Snapchat all of a sudden? I'm just saying.
Okay, let's see. How many messaging apps do I have? I have Discord, Hangouts, Rocket, Snap, Telegram, Twitter, Facebook Messenger, and, well, that's actually just
You're
Relay
too
for
connected.
Reddit. I am a social butterfly.
You're too connected. And, Rocket Chat.
And Rocket Chat for
if you
for
haven't taken
reasons.
A look at Rocket Chat, go ahead and take a look at it. I love Rocket Chat. It's like not something that you'd like run your own. You're on your own server, and
I've also had Slack in the past, WhatsApp,
Glip
was on there.
Chat Grape was a thing.
I didn't have Chat Grape.
We skipped that one. Yeah, this is a long segment. We're going to cut to two songs. So, yeah, we're going to come back.
That's what I did.
This is The Gates by Da Vinci's Notebook and Tabletop by Beefy. We hear a lot of cool nerds in the other room playing some D&D. We might do something with them later.
That's Roll for Initiative.
Tabletop by Beefy. We will catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points in Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Working on a laptop close to the end of a 10 and me a 20 sided die. I'll show you who is the man.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Tabletop by Beefy before that. The Gates by Da Vinci's Notebook. Some good old classic stuff here. Let's talk about this movie. Because you were talking about movies in the last segment.
Oh, okay.
You went and seen.
I went and seen.
There's a movie with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt coming out, so that should be enough to go
December?
And see it.
December?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Christmas. It's Chris Pratt, so Chris and Pratt. He can tame dinosaurs.
Yes, and he has been a Guardian of the Galaxy, and he has had
and
a
he has
band.
The best band ever.
And I think he was in another movie that was very recent. This looks like a movie. It's called Passengers.
Looks like a movie.
This looks like what Jupiter Ascending should have been. Or maybe wanted, or probably wants to be now, because that wasn't a very good movie, and it had Channing Tatum and
it was a good space movie.
And Mila Kunis, Alien and Aliens. And
I watched Alien the other night.
I'll even say it.
It holds up today.
Event Horizon was a good movie. People don't like it.
Event Horizon.
It had Lawrence Fishburne.
I liked
and it had Professor Grant from Jurassic Park. I can't remember. Sam Neill, maybe. I think that's his name, but so that was pretty good, and no one liked it until many years later. Passengers, however, is a big movie. It's coming out, also going to have Lawrence Fishburne in it, because we saw the trailer, and he was in it, and he has a beard.
True facts.
We know Morpheus is in this thing. So, general premise of the movie, if you can't see the trailer, go and see the trailer, but the general premise of the movie is a bunch of people get into hypersleep or whatever for 120 years, they're going to wake up, and they're put on this big spaceship, and they go into space, and conveniently, for our movie-watching consumerism, something goes wrong.
Oh, no!
And these two people, these incredibly sexy, handsome people.
The two sexiest individuals on the ship
get woken up.
I would have loved to see, just two, hugely obese,
maybe
terrible people.
Maybe everybody's incredibly good-looking and,
in the
smart.
Future.
Well, no, I'm just to go on this trip.
That's a requirement.
Maybe they're like, are you very good-looking or incredibly strong or both? How's your jawline? Do you know how to do physics? You know?
Anderson Cooper right on through, sir.
Right. So, yes, exactly. Oh, man. Anderson Cooper needs to start starring in movies.
I'm sorry, hottest man in media.
I don't know.
I will not debate you on this. Okay. It is a fact.
All right. Well, Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, anyway, their characters wake up 90 years before they're supposed to wake up, so they've only been asleep for, 30 years?
Man, I hate it when I wake up early.
Right. They woke up,
hundreds of years
they
early.
They woke up three-fifths early or three-quarters early or something. I can't do fractions or hard. But anyway, and conveniently, something goes wrong even when they wake up and it looks like Wally.
Because yeah, I know, right?
There's
plus fat people.
There's wow, there's a ton of apartment space here. Real estate, it's a buyer's market. So they're able to just
love the bartender.
Yeah, they have this robotic bartender that
it's
all of a sudden it's like, oh wait, it's an android or it's a robot, you don't know about it. But anyway, they wake up, they do this thing, and all of a sudden something goes wrong.
Something, we're not even sure what.
Something goes wrong.
But there's a star
there's
that's
a
flying into it.
There's
and
a
I've
power
seen,
goes out. Sunshine?
No, not Sunshine. Oh my gosh.
2001.
Nope. Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to think of it now. Stargate.
Stargate. You don't want to get too close to a star.
Universe, where they eat the star.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was my thought that whole time. And I'm like, I'm just waiting. That's going to be a whole movie. They're going to get to the star, and the ship should go, nom. There was no problem. I don't know why we woke up.
So the good things about this, tentatively the good things about this, Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence.
Two good things.
They're spending a lot of money on these people.
Is Blue in this one?
What?
The dinosaur.
Oh, I thought you said Baloo. I'm like,
it's Baloo?
Is that John Goodman? Or Bill Murray, rather? Maybe. I don't know. That'd be awesome. No, so
God,
this is written.
Ruin my reference.
This is written by John Spates, the guy that was from Prometheus. I think he helped write it or whatever.
Yeah,
Prometheus,
okay.
For better or for worse, wasn't a terrible movie. It just might have not been as good as people wanted it to be part of the Alien series. Still, it's better than Aliens 3 and Aliens Resurrection and Aliens vs. Predator 1 and 2 and Aliens for Requiem. You know?
Okay, Alien AVP is fun to drink too.
Yeah,
that's what it's useful for.
I haven't drank to it, so maybe that's why I haven't enjoyed it.
I find that drinking improves the quality of everything.
Morton Tyldum Tile Dim. Anyway, he's directing it.
Okay.
He did The Imitation Game, which which was cool. That movie about Turing. So pretty cool. And this opens December 21st. So obviously,
check that out in the
we'll
future.
I'll take you out on a date. We'll go. Aww. We'll go watch it. Did you like Titanfall? We talked about this. I think.
Okay, we talked about. Okay, so me and Titanfall have a
separate
history.
Topic. Titanfall.
Titanfall. For those who don't know, multiplayer game. You get in a giant. You around FPS. A lot of jumping off walls. And
parkour.
Stuff. And then
parkour.
You drop in your giant Titan robot and kill everyone.
Hey, you know what the biggest problem with the game Brink was? Well, it was too water worldy. Oh, also, no one just likes parkour games. Let's add robots.
Yeah,
Titanfall.
Okay, so that's good.
It's in space. Single player, we don't need that.
Right, that was my break with it. There was no single player. The multiplayer was fun. I am easily distracted, so after a week, I was kind of done with it.
You like the parkour, though, I guess. Like,
the parkour, the gameplay and everything was great. It was fun. When you got your Titan, it felt like it was a game changer.
Yeah.
But then everything was still well balanced against the other Titans that showed up, so you didn't completely just dominate everything. It was a fun game. They did a good job. It was a full price, like $60 game. I would have loved to have a single player with that.
Well, that's what Titanfall 2 apparently is supposed to do.
Right, that's what they're touting.
I've heard people that work at EA that have been testing out, not the single player side, but they said the multiplayer is pretty nice. Again, like, I felt Titanfall 1's multiplayer was pretty good.
Yeah, they had a solid game.
An indie studio, that was a big spin up to just say that there's an indie studio making a game called Ascend that is effectively. It's like when people play Titanfall and they're like, oh, here's all the things I like about Titanfall. Let's make our own game. They're making a Titanfall-like clone. I'm sure there's a lot of things that are going to be different from this one. Like, for one, you have, like, a grapple. So it's like Titanfall with a grapple mod. And I don't want to say that, like, I'm diminishing what these people are doing. They're making a game that's more
than I've
done.
They're definitely inspired by Titanfall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's super inspired by Titanfall.
No, you made that ball game that time.
Yeah, Phase Shift.
Phase Shift, that was it.
I'll have to remake that in the Unity engine.
That's the
in Unreal.
No, Unity's where it's at.
Everybody wants to do that.
I just offended so many game devs.
Yes, absolutely.
You guys are awesome. Keep doing your thing.
It's projected 2018 release date on Ascend, so, I mean, we got some time. And I feel like it'll go greenlit at some point, and they'll show, because it's very early pre-alpha. And my problem is just another early alpha, an early access game.
I know, I'm so sick of early alpha access.
It worked out for a lot of things, like Prison Architect. I love Prison Architect. Rimworld. Rimworld's so good.
Yeah.
Despite those games being very, very similar, they're very, very different. I think. And it wasn't
Never
Undertale.
Heard a lot of good things. Oh, Undertale, we didn't mention that. It had its birthday, last week.
Yeah.
And that's, like, my current favorite game.
I'm trying to figure out other games that were early access, but I can't think of any of them. But there are, just for every one that's early access, there's, like, 20 that are bad. There are 20 that never, ever see the light of actually being released, actually hitting version 1.
And then there's things like No Man's Sky.
Well,
that's not early access.
We're going to cut to a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to finish talking.
I love how I killed the mood with that.
Yeah, you killed that one. This is The Will of One from 2013. It's the re-release. It's the remaster by the Protoman. We'll catch you after the break. We'll talk about our last couple news things. We'll talk about some technology. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard The Will of One from 2013 by the Proto Man. It's not The Will of One from 20. It's remastered and re-released in 2013. It's just called The Will of One.
You're overcomplicating it again.
Real good off of their Act 1 soundtrack. Can't wait for them to come out with Act 3, but they're doing a lot of cool stuff, and they just released the trailer, and I guess, I don't know, I need to check back, but because I'm pretty sure they haven't released the Light Up the Night movie yet, but they released a trailer for it, and
Speaking
it's so good.
Speaking of music and moving trailers, you know what I just found out?
What did you? Emilio Estevez is Charlie Sheen's son, or brother.
Dang it! Anyway, no, that's not it.
What did you find out?
Fall Out Boy's album, Save Rock and Roll?
Yep.
That, they made an 11-part, like, music video movie thing.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's really cool, and it ends in Elton John being God.
Wow.
So that made me happy.
Did he have big sunglasses? Big purple sunglasses?
Dude, no, check it out.
Okay, I'll have to check
that
out.
It's on YouTube. They have a playlist for it.
I do love conceptual, like, visual albums, like The Wall by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Proto Man, you know, operatic, which tells a story sort of thing. And
it's definitely good for around this time of year.
What,
like,
was that? What was that
Halloween
band that had Jared Leto
kind of dark.
In it? That has Jared Leto in it? You know, the one with the they play the music?
I can't, plays the music.
I can't remember.
I'm sorry, what?
The Welcome to the Black Parade.
Oh my God.
It was your band. You would listen to it.
I know, my mind just like, I have that t-shirt. Oh crap, why did you do this to me on the air?
It doesn't matter. Anyway,
it does matter.
So you can think about that. Just don't interrupt me whenever you find it out.
Oh, you know how I do this.
So Metal Gear Solid is getting like a director, not a director's release, but a collector's release, like a definitive collection sort of thing. Anyway, they
My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
God, how?
I don't know.
Anyway, old emo self.
So Metal Gear Solid's getting the definitive collection for Phantom Pain and Ground Zeroes, and then all the DLC associated with that. But right after they released that information, I think at TGS this year, they Konami came out with another thing. And they said, Ooh-wee. My name's Konami, look at me! We got a new game coming out! Hey, remember Metal Gear? Remember how you love Metal Gear so much? Don't forget how we screwed over Hideo, and he had to leave, and we like pretty much stopped him from doing all that. Look at me! We got a new game coming out, Metal Gear Survive. It's a co-op, like a co-op version of like a zombie mod of Phantom Pain. So it's the Fox engine that they worked so much on, and I feel so bad because Konami isn't going to fully utilize this, you know, because there's no love for it. But they have this game engine.
Not at all.
There's this game engine that looks really good, and then there was this game that arguably was one of the best games I've ever played because of how much love the creator had for it, and how much even if it's unfinished state, where, you know, there's no mission, I can't remember, mission 51 or 53 or whatever. There's no finished mission. It, like, the story just sort of drops off. And then they put out this piece of garbage.
That's all I can.
It's going to be a rant segment. I feel so
angry.
I feel so angry. I'm getting a headache. I feel so angry because when you look at it, it's the engine. It's the multiplayer that we already have in Metal Gear Online, except other players are replaced by zombie horde that they're called creatures. And it's an alternate timeline. It's an alternate universe. It's like a wormhole opens up and sucks some people. I'm not making this up. It sucks them through from like the beginning or the end of Ground Zeroes. It sucks them up through a wormhole and puts them in an alternate dimension or something where people have crystals growing out of their heads. But they effectively are the skulls from Phantom Pain. It even looks like the same logic. It looks like the exact same NPC logic.
You don't seem very happy about this
existing. I'm not. At TGS, they showed off a 15-minute gameplay demo that I watched, and I felt twitching.
Oh man, I want to be clear about this, guys.
I had feelings over it because there was nothing innovative about this. This is a pure money grab. This is even Amiibos, which are effectively just
not hit on Amiibos.
Even the Amiibos are really just digital things. You still get a little action figure.
They're cool.
End.
I love them.
They're little collector things.
And yes, there is a false scarcity for them.
That's intentional. This game has, at this point, no redeeming features. It's less than a third person version of Left 4 Dead 2. It's less than DayZ, and I'm saying that not the DayZ mod. I'm talking about the DayZ standalone that wasn't that good. That's what I felt about this game. There was nothing about it that I looked at and goes, wow, they really are pushing the envelope this time, or they're at least moving the envelope, or they're not at least ripping the envelope in half and setting both ends on fire. There's so many negative things I could say about this game. I don't want to take... I might just rant on a minicast, because like, I'm looking at the...
I feel a lot of hate.
Kotaku had a pretty good article about it, where it just goes through all the Twitter hate that they're getting, and normally I'm like, man, Twitter, you real hateful. Nah, man. You're not hateful enough.
You haven't been to YouTube.
You're not hateful enough.
You think Twitter's hateful? Go to YouTube.
macOS Sierra. We're going to just transition real quick because I ran it a little long for that. macOS Sierra was released. I upgraded. Do you need to upgrade? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm running a PC.
It's got... Well, if you got like applications that you shouldn't... That you shouldn't have not work all of a sudden, then don't upgrade. And that's just general purpose. Like, don't upgrade to Windows 10 if you're not sure that all the applications you need to do your job or whatever.
Yeah, if you somehow made it through what was it, July?
Yeah.
On 7. Good job.
If you have an older Mac, like a really old Mac that like you feel is getting a little sluggish, probably don't upgrade either. That goes for you people out there, like 2010 or anyone that has a 2009 or older Mac.
So did it disable the headphone jack?
No, it didn't. No, people are pretty upset about that, though. On iPhone 7.
On the iPhone 7, yeah.
There are also some things that, you know, the main thing about this OS upgrade is we upgraded to iOS 10. There's some things that we want to bridge the gap. So we added Siri to your computer, which I'll admit, I don't use Siri, but like a voice assistant can be
pretty
nice.
I do like having Cortana in Windows 10 because I just like to yell at her.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
so
fun.
And again, like Siri, it seems like if you know the quirky things to say to get weird responses back, like yeah. Siri can be pretty funny, but it's not very helpful for me right now. OK Google, in my opinion, is just immensely more...
stop that.
Kind of, you know...
He just activated my...
Oh, sorry.
OK Google.
You know, it's immensely more functional, in my opinion, but Siri's there, a universal clipboard, so you can copy and paste between your mobile device. It's like cloud-based clipboard. That's really what this one sort of seemed like. It seems like we're really reaching out and trying to touch a cloud out there and just kind of put everything in the cloud, and you, since your phone can touch the cloud and we can touch the cloud on our desktop, everything seems to be more connectivity.
Trying to bring unify the platform.
Yeah, so...
Remember when Microsoft tried to unify their platform, and then you got Windows 8?
Yeah, people don't like that.
It was terrible.
It seems like, and again, if you bought Windows 8,
were
upset. But it's not like you have to buy these upgrades for Mac OS. You can spend a lot of money. You spend three times the price for the hardware. Maybe you'll get three or four upgrades from it. I know you are, but we both may be going to October 8th and 9th Comic-Con in Lafayette, Louisiana.
It's Louisiana Comic-Con.
Lafayette. Oh, it's
Comic-Con,
not Comic-Con official.
Louisiana.
I see.
It's not Wizards, which makes me happy.
So it's
I'm not a fan of Wizards, if anyone's listening.
Oh, well.
Unless you are Wizards and you want to sponsor me. In which case, you're great.
Are you Wizards?
But no, I have personal issues with the Wizards Corporation, and I think they're jerks.
Okay.
IMO.
Well,
that's where we're going.
Well, at Louisiana Comic-Con Lafayette on October 9th, which we both may be going to.
Yeah.
Ernie Hudson. Who plays Winston from Ghostbusters 1 and 2. He plays Uncle something from the new Ghostbusters. Can't remember, haven't seen it. And he was also an attorney in The Wire.
I should probably watch the new
Jeremy
one.
Bullock, he was the original Boba Fett. Seth Gilliam, he is the priest from Walking Dead. He also played Sergeant Sugar Watkins in the space movie Starship Troopers. I love it. I love that movie. I'm sorry. Deep Roy, he's been in a couple different things. He was Oompa Loompa. He was also the little guy that Simon Pegg's character was friendly with, the engineer
in Star Trek.
Alien.
Yeah.
Steve Cardenas, he was the replacement for Jason in Red Rangers in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in the movie and in Turbo. Diane Franklin and Kimberly Cates, they were in Bill and Ted. Laura Kuyt was in Kill Bill and Django Unchained. We got Honky Tonk Man. He's like an Elvis impersonator.
What?
Or a wrestling impersonator. I don't know. Chuck Uber, Jamie Marishi, or Marchi. They're both voice actors and actresses. Bonnie Gordon, also a voice actress and cosplayer. Xander Jeanneret. He looks like he's a wizard. John Bietti, comic artist. Sam De La Rosa, comic artist. Cody Chamberlain, comic artist.
That's
we got Rob Gilroy. He's a web comic artist. Gavin Guidry, web comic artist. Jessica Von Braun. Who's a cosplayer and artist, I think. Cammy Roebuck, Hayden Hazard, L. Graves, and Cowabunga Factory, all at Louisiana Comic-Con Lafayette, October 8th and 9th. If you can make it, we will try to be there.
Yeah.
Find us. We'll be wearing KSLU shirts.
I have one
that's
now.
That's how we're going to do it.
It's like I really work here.
We got about a few minutes left. I want to talk about something. This is called the pocket chip.
I've been stealing this from him the whole show. I'm messing with it.
It's this. We're going to...
I did not know this thing was a thing that existed.
We'll try to post it. It's recently, and we're running out of time, this is going to be the last segment, but...
I thought we're running out of time. Get on with it.
Since the Raspberry Pi and the Arduino came out, we've had like an influx of microcomputing, like sort of Internet of Things, tiny computer platforms.
Right.
And I'm gonna turn this thing off so we can go ahead and look at it. And so I'm looking at this thing right now. We're gonna post some pictures of it. The pocket chip itself is an entire platform. It's got like a keyboard, a little poppy key keyboard with a touch screen. I guess is that 4-inch touch screen maybe?
I'd say so. This is 6-inch.
About 4-inch touch screens. Got GPIO on the back, battery and everything. The nice thing is the entire chip.
Oh, I didn't know it comes out.
The entire chip. Ooh, I bent the hell out of this
thing.
Well,
Game over, man.
Game over.
Game over.
No, so it uses the, this is actually the chip, and it's this tiny little chip that fits in. It has a. It can run. You can have it headless. You can put like HDMI or VGA on top of it. If you get a header, you can hook regular stuff to it, like a regular keyboard, regular mouse, and use it. It's running a full version of a lockdown version of Debian 8, rather.
Ooh,
and the cool thing is, it's got wireless. It's got Bluetooth. I hope I didn't break it just now by taking that out. It's got wireless. Ooh. It's got a bunch of stuff.
You're about to murder this thing.
It's made to...
The problem with tiny computing.
It's made to be hackery. It's made to hack things together.
It looks like something like in the 90s that like the typical... Like, ooh, it reminds me of the laptop off of Hackers. You remember like the green laptop you got?
Yes. Sony put a lot of these tiny little hackery laptop things together. This is...
Everything, I really like...
Everything about this can be like taken apart. And, you know, you're supposed to hack things with this. So it's kind of neat.
Is the price tag on that?
So the entire platform, this is only $8. The chip itself, the chip is $8. The entire thing with touchscreen and everything, that you don't even need it. You can get other stuff. It is about $69.
$69. So sub $100.
Sub $100, and you can have literally an entire Linux computing platform. It's got a terminal. It's got wireless Bluetooth in it, so you can connect to the internet. You can web browse. You can do...
It has a headphone port.
It's got a headphone port, so you can listen to music. You can compose your own music on it.
I saw a little app for that.
It's got like a digital composer,
which actually seems interesting.
It also has got it's got this thing called Splore or Pico 8 that has Splore on it, where you can open up games, you can code your own games, you have a sprite and music and animation editor all in there. So if you wanted to learn how to just do basic video game development, then this is the awesome platform for you. Now I will admit, after using it a little bit, it is a little difficult to use because of how like tiny the keyboard is. But I mean, what do you want? $69 is what you get. That's the technology for the time being. And we'll probably do a full review of that, or I'll do a few reviews, a little tech review
LEDs
or whatever.
All up in there.
You could. In fact, there's a little hacker space on the side where you can like breadboard it. All of the GPIO is at the top, so you can.
Oh, this it just transfers.
So it transfers up there. So if you were to
I'm really liking this.
If you were gonna hack this thing, this is what college and even this looks like something for $70 per student in like a middle school or an elementary school or in a high school. You can get a full platform
and the GPIO. Was labeled.
And the GPIO was labeled, which is really, really great. So,
no, that actually means a lot, guys.
Out of time, but we have a website where you can catch all of our audio that I've uploaded. I'm going to probably upload, I'm probably like 8 episodes behind. Probably like 8 weeks.
Everything
since June, I think, late June. So, all of August and now all of September.
I'll wake up when September ends.
Thanks. We missed a couple shows, though. They are at our website. Bear, what is the website?
You can go to exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
We also have social media. We'll be doing a lot more with that soon, but that's at exppoints.com/social. Make sure to like, subscribe, check that out. Sync up our podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher.
Click all the buttons, do all the things.
We have PayPal and Patreon if you would like to throw money our way. We really do appreciate it.
I really want to do ridiculous things, so someone donate something.
It's, you know, Patreon's such a good like platform. I guess for people of the arts, patron of the arts,
I mean, you're saying on Patreon for
what?
Since YouTube did the demonetization, a couple of my YouTubers that I follow a lot, I just started being their patron.
Oh wow! Okay.
So because like I still want them to get money, and a lot of their content gets demonetized.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
You haven't heard about
that? Well, no, I knew that. I just didn't know it was... I know people are complaining about it, but I don't know that it's actually such a huge, immense thing right now. But we're going to end on a song. Before we get in on a song, though, so 8th and 9th is Louisiana Comic Con.
Right.
But 9th, October 9th at 7 p.m., maybe if we're back from Lafayette, if we leave early or something.
Oh, this isn't Baton Rouge.
No. This isn't Lafayette. But in October 9th at 7 p.m. at Spanish Moon... Chris, Mega Ran, and MC Large.
Oh, it's gonna be the
Moon? Yeah.
Dude.
At Spanish Moon, we're gonna end on cartoons featuring MC Chris and Dr. Awkward. So hopefully we can try to hit that up. Again, like I don't wanna buy tickets for it until we know we're gonna be back, because Lafayette is real far out there. And it's real far out there, so that's a long drive. We're going to end on cartoons featuring MC Chris and Dr. Awkward. I'm sorry, featuring MC Chris by Dr. Awkward. We'll catch you, I guess, next week.
Next week,
that's
we'll be
probably
around.
When we'll do it. And just keep watching the website. Keep doing that. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, it's been a good evening, guys.
I've been MG.
I've been Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.